Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
The Oversoul Network is a unique algorithm coming from God's source frequency, right? So, of course, it's difficult to explain the infinite in few words. So, for the purpose of clarity, I would love to for you to imagine that the Oversoul Network and God frequency, they just kind of like organize things differently. So if God was going from the letter of the alphabet A to Z, it would be organized like A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, like the alphabet. But then my algorithm could be Z, A, O, B, something like that. And then yours would be different, yours would be different. So something like that. So we all have every letter of the alphabet within ourselves. All the descent of the soul always has everything from God. It's just that it is organized in different algorithms, two different sequences. So what it means is that for some of us, certain sequence will be very activated, and for others, it won't. So when we are in the womb of our mother, around a certain stage, the soul starts penetrating, entering the body. And as the soul descends within the physical body being created, we are receiving this unique algorithm. So now we have the carbon DNA that has all of the data from our ancestors, yes, and our environment. And then what happens is that the soul comes, and around the carbon DNA going like this, we have all of these little particles of light that are placed there. That is the crystalline divine genome. That is our unique crystalline divine genome, this unique sequence that is being organized. Within this unique sequence is our own consciousness. So as a matter of fact, our physical body is spiritual. There is nothing that we miss. Everything is there already. Only is that when the organization happens, it's like, let's say this is carbon-based DNA with the data of your ancestors, your unique physical blueprint, and this is crystalline DNA. Some crystalline DNA is going to penetrate the carbon DNA most once, but this is all programmed. This is all pre-programmed. This is your soul has decided, has chosen it, and this is going to be kind of like your mark. And then what stays there? It's simply what is waiting for you to create space within you, so this crystalline DNA can come within the carbon DNA. So this is why we go through all the things we go through to purge density, because when we start purging density, when we work through our shadows, our trauma, and so on, it is present within our carbon DNA. So we need to create space by having emotional processes and release and so on. So that space is created so more crystalline divine genome can penetrate this sequence, and then we can start living for a higher crystalline frequency. So what is happening at the moment is that there is an acceleration of that process. So how do we know it's happening, and when is it happening? Your soul has pre-decided that. So it's like your soul before coming on planet Earth was like, me, 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 me. And it's like, oh, not me, not me. Because, you know, all these ones are on the waiting list before. And then, yes, it's me. You know, finally I can go. And so like, yeah, I'm ready. I go. And so like literally you're a penetrating force. Like you've been waiting for it for so long. Because here is the big thing. I'm going to literally tell you what karma is. Karma is not us being trapped in the freaking wheel of life against our own will. No. Karma is simply this oversoul network that has all the data and information about each and every life that we have had on planet Earth and also in all of our star system. So the Oversoul Network has all of these data. So we have a fractal. A fractal is like the foundation of the teachings we share. So it's like a circle. You have a dot in the middle, which represents unity consciousness. We all are a fractal. The fractal vibrates at a certain degree of variability. So we can increase the frequency, the vibration of the fractal in two different ways, is by choosing love and light as a guiding force, you know, through alchemic process of reconciliation within our own angelic presence, or we can work as well on removing density. So these two ways. And when the fractal increases in vibration and frequency, it is easier for the crystalline DNA to merge within the carbon-based DNA, so we can reside more in a crystalline cell. So when the soul comes to Earth, it is pre-decided, okay, I'm going to come to Earth, I'm going to smash it, I'm going to nail it, I'm going to be like, you know, the Beach Rising, literally. I'm going to be like the warrior changing humanity. I'm going to do all the things. Because within my Oversoul network, what is happening right now is that this amazing fractal of the Oversoul network, its purpose is the same as every other frequency out there. It is the same as, we all have the same purpose. I can bring you, you know, like a lot of peace, I guess. But then it doesn't make much sense, and I'm going to teach it for 5 months. But anyway, it's always interesting to do that future program if you're interested. Our whole purpose is evolution, literally. We are all here to evolve. And some do it consciously, some do it unconsciously, which is going to take them a very long time. But basically, that's what frequencies are. It's like there's this constant evolution happening. So our Oversoul network's purpose is to evolve like this. So again, it's the same as us. Our Oversoul network does it in two ways, choosing love as its guiding force, and also having to heal and remove density. So it says, I'm evolving. So let's say we are on Palladius and Arcturus and Sirius, like love and light frequency, very present, Oversoul network evolving in these, you know, conscious realities. It's all amazing. And then it's kind of like, but I can keep moving. You know, it's like, what's happening? Ooh, life on Earth.
Boom.
Density from what? All the traumas, the past life, burning of the witches, you know, killing of the warrior and all the things. So like the Oversoul network, it has the choice, because it's always sovereign, it has the choice to when it's ready, to project on Earth. So through an Earth projection, we're going to work through that. And we're going to say, well, it's not because I'm in a woman body that it is unsafe to be with a man in this situation. On this planet, I want to experience a family. I want to experience lovemaking with a man. It doesn't mean like coded in me, descent of the soul. The codes come through all these datas present. Some of the genomes come inside our body, physical body. And all of a sudden, we have this traumatic imprint in our body, because when we came here, we were raped, we were murdered, we were tortured. And so all of a sudden, we had this terrible nightmare. We can't really connect with a man. We can't connect with a woman. We can't, like so many of us, like leaders, it's like public speaking is terrifying because we were literally killed for it. We can't find our voice and all of these things. And it's like these crazy things that happen because it's there. And That is literally karma that we are here to clear. So how we do to clear that, it's always two ways. We can choose love as a guiding force. Am I going to really get burnt and killed because I'm speaking right here in this scenario? No. So even if I'm scared, I'm just freaking do it. That's literally me healing maybe tens, dozens or hundreds of lifetimes just like that. Because I choose to rise up, because I choose to hear the calling, I choose to feel what my heart desires wants, even if it's something simple, even if it's like dressing a certain way, trying a new hobby, whatever. It can be something very small, very unspiritual, but yet the soul needs to have that abundance. You know, before meeting Gabby, I was plagued by frequency of scarcity around. To be a spiritual leader, I must be poor as I can never charge anything. I must basically live in the gutter or in a cave, preferably because it looks more spiritual. Thanks to Gabby, I now have like a really nice life, you know, and I can enjoy my life because not only did I receive the codes that she gave me, but I actually apply them every single day. It's not because we hear something that magic wand happens and life changes. We are here as to action the codes and the wisdom that the macrocosm brings. This is all that I do. I don't do anything else than bringing some kind of information in your field that is acting just the way you want it. So after this event, you can start taking action of saying, oh, I've always wanted to do that. Maybe take a trip here, talk to that person, sign up for that program, and I'm just going to do it. And this is how we heal our karma. This is not complicated. And if there is something that loops and loops and loops, and we're like, oh, Krishna, too intense, we seek help. You know, we work with inner child, past life, ancestors, timelines. We do the shadow work because that's, you know, we're not here to bypass emotions. We're not here to go like that's under the rug because I'm love and light. So we balance it out this way. In the past, I often wished to have something delivered to me on a regular basis that would help me stay aligned to the truth of my own divinity and also to keep my mind open to new ideas, new concepts, and new knowledge about spirituality and the infinite quantum. This is why I have created my brand new membership, the Golden Drop subscription. This monthly subscription will be just that for you. It will be having me and my high council in your pocket at the tip of your finger. You will receive every week, twice, three times a week, a simple text messages inviting you to click on a link, and that link will guide you to maybe a light language transmission or to a video, to an audio recording or to a mantra. Also, in that Golden Drop membership, at the beginning of every month, me and the Actorians are going to share with all the people just in the Golden Drop the pulse of the upcoming month, the quantum dynamics and the energetics of the upcoming month, and things that we can do to help to align ourselves to harness the power of the upcoming dynamic of the month. We would love to invite you to join the Golden Drop membership and to receive this support every week directly into your phone. It is truly life-changing. I will hope to see you in the Golden Drop very soon for some deliciously amazing content. So the evolution of consciousness is to be able to dance with this constant distortion that the macrocosm gives us, because typical awakening process, I am God, I am the angel. Then 2 weeks later, why do I not have all of this money, all of these people? Why am I still here? 2 months later, it's fucking the same. A year later, it's fucking the same. This is not true. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? What happens when we say, what did I do wrong? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with that? It's like we forget. We forget that there's this law of time that is part of the quantum manifestation, this part of this architecture on life. It's like everything enters in resonance. So it's like if I was to be the best person, living from my heart, being a kind person, all the things, you know what I'm talking about, it's like there's no time defined where my external reality is going to adjust. It's just like, this is a freaking iceberg inside of us. And we clear it, we clear it, we bring it to the surface, we refine it, we polish it, we polish our crystal. And then more and more and more, we must be really calling little things that are the proof of that, not big things, but it's like angel numbers, a bag of feather. It is the smile of a stranger on the street. It is all of a sudden, for some reason, we feel lighter in the morning. We start connecting with new friends. We have new ideas. We have more energy. We have a different interest. Like something is happening. And every time we notice that, we rewire our subconscious mind into saying, yes, it's happening. Yes, it's happening. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. And we start filtering information. I'm sharing this with you because the evolution of consciousness is a process that it is accelerating and that we cannot stop. As I say, there are the people that don't want it and they don't choose it. So what will happen is that they're going to be constantly in friction like that, in resistance like that. So that's going to create, unfortunately, more and more challenges for them. And we can see it around and we can just only love and bring compassion and do our thing. You know, we don't want to change them, but it's like friction like this. But then the ones like, you know, this group here choosing, you know, conscious evolution is also knowing that it's opening a kind of worm And therefore, we must be prepared. We must be prepared to deal with all of it, because in the kind of worm, it's gross. Like you see, the kind of worm, it's extremely gross. One day I left a bin outside the door and we went to Greece with mum, middle of summer. When we came back, that was not pretty. Oh, we were still eating meat then, so it was very dirty. But that's the grossness. But after all, it is part of humanity. Humanity is purging. Humanity is purging lifetimes and eons of trauma. So until we can actually say that my part in this will be to pick up that worm, that's enough. You know, I don't need to pick the whole bag of worm. I'm just going to pick up this one and I'm going to love it and I'm going to put it where it belongs, with this outside on the dirt. And that's literally like part of our service. We pick something outside of ourselves, but we can also see there is this pocket of pain in humanity. That is a pocket of pain I relate with and I want to love and I want to help. And it can be anything. It can be volunteering in a shelter for animals. It can be, you know, helping women, you know, women feel better in their physical body, in their sexuality. It can be anything at all, like so many of you are already doing. And with the evolution of sovereign consciousness, it is to realize that there is nothing that we do that is lost. It is through this transmutation of our DNA, everything that we do from the heart, because we feel the calling, it is going to unlock more of our potential. And what we have inside is going to start emanating so much light that literally we radiate a huge field around of ourselves. And so as we walk around, you know, like this with our field, then we start meeting external realities. And we're going to say like, oh, that one is not nice. Poof, I'm going to go that way. Oh, that one is so nice. Poof, I'm going to go that way. It's like at times it can feel that we are restricted and that we are not free, because that's dense. But we can remember, I am free. I can choose another path, that path or that path. Or if this is dense or that is dense, how can I walk through this with grace, God?
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.